You won't find this at your local Indian restaurant. Every culture has a recipe for warm and comforting soup or stew dish, from congee to borscht to chicken noodle soup to pho. Sambar Salam, also known as Bisabele Bhat, is a South Indian version of that warm stew comfort, a base of lentils and rice cooked with plenty of spices and veggies that's always gluten-free and can be vegan if you use oil instead of ghee. To make this dish, you'll need an Instant Pot and you'll need some specific Indian ingredients, including sambar powder. You can get it at any Indian grocery store or on the internet, or even make your own following a recipe from the internet if you're feeling very ambitious. These are the instructions my mom told me, which don't do ingredients first or steps second, but mix the steps and measurements together. So read through it first and then figure out what you need, like I did. She also had to force herself to exactly measure out what I needed for the recipe, because I don't have her instincts learned over decades of mastering these dishes. She usually measures out spices in her palm and chucks them into her cooking, which does not work for me, mostly because we have different sized hands. Also, disclaimer that she was adapting what sambar sadam usually consists of to what she knew I had in my kitchen. So other recipes out there are probably more accurate, while this one is simplified. Step 1. Put 1/4 cup tur dal, or yellow lentils, and 3/4 cup rice into a bowl and cover with water. Use your fingers to swish the dal and rice around in the water to clean off any dust or other particles and slowly drain the cloudy water. Do this 1 to 2 times more until the water is less cloudy. Set aside. Step 2. Chop 1 medium onion, any color, 1 bell pepper, any color, 1 potato, preferably russet, 1 medium zucchini, and 2 Roma or other smallish tomatoes. Footnote, these are the vegetables I had at the time, but you can use other veggies such as green beans, shallots, carrots, turnips, various Asian gourds, or even eggplant. Just make sure you have about 3 to 4 cups of veggies and everything is cut bite-sized. Step 3. Turn on the sauté setting on the Instant Pot and heat 2 tablespoons of vegetable or canola oil, or ghee if you have it. Step 4. Once the oil is hot, add 1 teaspoon of black mustard seeds and back away quickly because you're scared of the seeds spluttering. Step 5. Toss in the onion and stir until it's softened. Then add the bell pepper and stir until that starts to get soft. Step 6. Turn off the sauté mode and toss in the rest of the veggies and the rinsed rice and dal. Step 7. In a cup of hot water, dissolve 2 tablespoons of sambar powder. Except if you look in your cupboard and pull out what you thought was sambar powder, and it turns out to be polio gray powder. In that case, use rasam powder, which is for a different Indian stew, but is close to sambar powder in its spice mix. Also toss in 1 teaspoon of turmeric before you forget it. Sometimes I forget turmeric accidentally, but sometimes on purpose, because I think turmeric tastes like dirt. But it has so many good health properties that my mom encourages me to incorporate it in as much of my cooking as possible. It still tastes like dirt. Step 8. Add this water spice mixture and 3 more cups of water, as well as 2 tablespoons of salt, to the pot. Step 9. Mix everything thoroughly and close the Instant Pot. Set it to rice setting or manual mode for 10 minutes at low pressure. Step 10. Once the Instant Pot is done, safely quick release the steam and open up the pot. Assess whether your creation looks more like a soup or a porridge. If soup, leave the lid off so more moisture escapes via steam. You have achieved sambar salam once it's in a porridge state. Step 11, optional. Text a picture to your family group chat for validation and bask in the glow of approval of your basic cooking accomplishments from your pati, chittis, and chittabas. Hope you enjoy.